This is Akashvani, the news read by Flynn Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the mantra of the government is reform, perform and transform for the country's sustainable growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum in New Delhi this evening, he highlighted that the Indian economy grew by 90% in the last 10 years, while the world economy grew by 35% during the same period. The Prime Minister noted that people are witnessing the country's achievements and are full of confidence. He mentioned that India has often performed better than predictions and peers. Mr. Modi emphasized that his government is committed to good governance. He also said that in the past 10 years, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister added that the intentions of his government are more firm in the third term. Earlier, speaking at the ET World Leaders Forum, Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off three Vande Bharat trains through video conferencing. The three trains are Meerut Lucknow, Madurai Bengaluru and Chennai Nagarkoil Vande Bharat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "Today, from north to south, a new chapter is being added to the development journey of the country." In his address, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said, "In the last 10 years, 31,180 kilometers of new tracks have been added to the railway network and 14 kilometers of new tracks are being added every day." Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi has again called on West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee to expedite the setting up and operationalization of fast-track special courts, FTSCs, dedicated to handling cases of rape and POXO. In a letter, the Union Minister expressed concern over pending cases in the state's existing fast-track courts, FTCs. She urged the Chief Minister to ensure that justice is served swiftly and efficiently for victims of heinous crimes. The Election Commission today revised the polling date for the Haryana Assembly polls. Voting will now be held on the 5th of October instead of the 1st October. The poll body in a statement said that representations were received from national political parties, a state political party and the All India Vishnoi Mahasabha regarding the mass movement of people from the Vishnoi community of Haryana to Rajasthan to participate in the centuries-old Asosh Amavasya festival celebration. The Commission said it may deny voting rights to a large number of people and may reduce voter participation in the general election to the Legislative Assembly of the state. The Commission, having considered these representations, has decided to change the date of the poll to 5th October. The Election Commission also announced that the counting of votes for both Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will be held on 8th October instead of the 4th of October. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized the need for collective efforts to address the challenges of climate change, biodiversity loss and depletion of natural resources. The Vice President was addressing scientists, faculty members and students of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, Indian Institute of Petroleum, Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. He asserted that clean energy is not just another option but the only option. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, released the Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment, BioE3 Policy 2024 in New Delhi today. While addressing the media, Dr. Singh said that this policy will foster high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. Indian shooter Rubina Francis bagged the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 final today. The 25-year-old shooter from Madhya Pradesh scored a total of 211.1 to finish third in the final. Suhas Yathiraj and Sukant Kadam have also confirmed the country's first badminton medal in the Paralympics 2024, as both players have reached the men's single semifinals of the SL4 category. Both the semi-finals are set to take place tomorrow at La Chapelle Arena. Parveen Kumar will aim to clinch a podium finish in F57 final event of javelin throw athletics tonight. India have won 5 medals, including 1 gold, 1 silver and 3 bronze so far in the ongoing tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.